Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for three charts in 3 minutes, it's the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart, the chick with the candlestick. It's Nick LeDuc. You're right, Nick.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, well, let's look at some... Sorry, go on, yes. Go on.
Very nice of you, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, first of all is the FANGS Group, one of the first three jobs. DFX is the ticker here, and they've had some results out. Looks quite good, actually. I'm looking at their profit, of 1.5 million, and they're only 9 million market cap. That is good, or undervalued. I skimmed through, so I didn't quite get it all, but what do you reckon on the chart, Nicola?
Wow, I like this chart. It looks really good. I like, since the November low, you know, that the rallies have always been really sharp, impulsive moves, which we've then consolidated sideways or retraced some, and then in choppy overlapping price action, and then took off again. So, you know, but we've just had the spike, so this is a really bad time to buy. Plus, I think that the 125, 128 zone is a bit of a Fibonacci resistance zone. So I think that we've seen the spike. I'd like to see us close at new highs here and then consolidate, go sideways, draw a trend line, and then we'll buy the next breakout. So I think the chart looks really good, but it's not a screaming buy here.
Okay, it's not a screaming buy here. Okay, and the next one is Next is the next. And this is, we haven't bought this yet, but me and a couple of mates on the weekend, we do our experiment. We're on the back burner a little bit, but we decided Next is the one, Next trade. We had two successful trades, and from £1,000 to £100,000, 50 trades or less, achieving 10% on each. So we're going for Next, but we put a price limit order in it. £39.99. You know, like retailers. Retailers always knock a penny off, don't they? So rather than going for 40 quid, we've gone for a limit order at £39.99. Will we achieve this entry price, do you think?
Probably, yes, you will. Yes, I think you will. So Next, since the start of the year, sharp drop, and then a really nice triple bottom or inverted head and shoulders. Mm-hmm. And the neckline is where you're trying to buy it. Actually, the neckline's a little bit higher. It's like 4,000. But if you look at an RSI or any oscillator, you'll see that we've, you know, had one leg lower, and I think there were a risk of another little push lower. At the moment, though, you know, it's a bit of a bull bear argument. You know, on the bullish side, we're retesting that neckline, and we've held it really nicely, and we've got the daily 50 moving average, which is at around 39.50, and as long as that holds, it's quite bullish. On the bearish argument, you know, we're in a downswing, and the RSI says we haven't bottomed, but very often an RSI will bounce off the midline at 50. So I would say it's a bit of a coin flip. You might get it or you might not.
Okay. It's also tied to the FTSE a little bit. So I think on a bearish day,
to go higher. Yeah, it's set to go higher.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've asked me if something will go lower. So it's a little bit weird, Justin.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I think that possibly we will see a retest of that 50 moving average around 39.50. We might even go a little bit lower to around 3900 or retest that bottom trend line. But it's definitely trying to bottom Next. And I think that we have a good shot at a run at least back to the 200-day moving average, which is at 46.60.
Yeah, okay. And there we are then. Did you hear me cough then?
I did.
I don't like to mention it. No, I'm still ill. I'm just saying.
Have man flu.
I don't like to bring it up, Nicola. You know that. Don't bring it up. I don't know why you brought it up. Right, so the last one is Savannah Petroleum, SAVP. They've given more detail on the...
But you actually went to the doctor with your flu. Why aren't you cured yet?
Well, they just said...
That was a week ago.
They told me it's one of the worst strains of flu we've ever seen. It's a wonder you're still walking. You are a walking miracle, they said to me. And they said, yeah, we've never seen anyone as resilient as you in the face of almost fatality disease here. But anyway, or fatalistic disease.
Right. Can I tell you that I had a flu shot and I haven't had anything.
Well, I know, because you're a lady. You wouldn't have experienced man flu, like man flu, and it's true power. You know, time to 10 power. Okay, Savannah Petroleum, SAVP, they've announced details of their drill results coming up very soon. Good chance of success here. What do you reckon, SAVP?
You know, it's all set to go higher, but I don't like it right here, and I'll tell you why. Since the January low, on that early 8th of January low, we've made an ABC equal measured move, so that upswing at the beginning of January is equal to the upswing that, in 2016. Yeah. Wait.
Are you in the right year? We're in 2017 now. Welcome to 2017. Are you sure you haven't got man flu?
I've scrunched my chart up too much.
Okay.
So from the January low in 2016, we had a really nice rally, which we then consolidated. And then the rally that we've seen from the November low is equal in length to that. So it's an ABC measured move, which is always a bit of a worry and a bit of fib resistance here as well. And we're looking a bit toppy. The RSI, you know, is up there at 63. It's been up to over 70 and it's rolling over. So it's not a screaming buy. I'd like to see it come back to the 50 moving average, or perhaps a retrace back to the mid-30s. Then I think it's a buy.
Yeah, well, I've got this little trend channel here, upper length trend channel, and that's looking around like 34, 35 there. So it's, maybe you have got man flu. That'd be odd if you had man flu, Nicola. You wouldn't want that. But I mean, you're the first lady ever to have man flu. That'd be amazing. But obviously, I wouldn't wish that.
Bad flu. I'm just a bit worried. You know, when you see an equal measured move, like it's just a level. But if you see it then react at that level and you see profit taking, which is really what we've seen, you know, since the end of March, we've just traded sideways around this 40 level, 39.60-40, which is where the resistance is. So it's a little bit of a concern. I think if we closed above 40, then rock and roll, we're on our way higher and we should be looking towards 48 next.
Marvellous. If you send me the charts, Nicola, I'll put them on the comedy pages. Also on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.